I have a question about the G League Ignite in general. Do you think it's working? The reason I ask that, I guess the best example that we have out of it is Jalen Green, who is a 20-point-a-night guy. But do you think that is still the right route for these young kids to go, more so than college?
Well, given that I went to college and I played
a great
4 years
by the way,
and as a 19-year-old sophomore at Michigan State in the Big Ten, the best conference in the country at that time, without question, and as a sophomore, I averaged 21 points and 11 rebounds a game. And never even thought about coming out. Worked on my game so I could get ready for my junior year. And after my junior year, had many overtures from agents and pro teams seeking my interest in making myself available for the draft. I never thought about it. Went back to school and got that fourth year of playing time and experience. And development, and when I graduated, I was able to be the fourth player taken in the draft. If I come out as a junior, I probably would have been around 15. If I come out as a sophomore, I probably would have been in the second round, even with that average.
Jeez.
So I've always been a proponent of just slowing it down a little bit and really getting better, letting your body mature, letting your mind mature a little bit, believing that my talent will continue to get better and I will be much more ready to perform and compete and, you know, hold my own against the best players in the world. So to your question, is it working? Well, it's working for what those people that are utilizing it for now, it might be working for them, but what you're having is, you know, guys that are not quite ready, guys that still have a lot of work to do and a lot of strengthening to do and a lot of growing to do, but the NBA is okay with that now. When I came out many, many, many years ago, it wasn't a developmental league. You had to be ready, because if you weren't ready, you weren't going to make it.